My man, OC, you know I love my NFL Game Pass. Well, they've given us our very own discount code. If you get NFL Game Pass Pro subscription, you can use JasonNOC15 for 15% off. You get access to up to 14 live games every week and a host of other content on demand. Jason and ANDOC15 for 15% off.
Okay.
MC Branquinho, diretamente do Brasil. São Paulo, 011 é o DD.
Okay, there we go.
Uprise is on.
Yeah. It can't start without the uprise, brother. What's up, my man?
And I am out here, bro. I am out here. I'm a little upset. Yeah. I'm a little upset that we have to do this virtually now. But, you know, I think we'll be back. We'll be back soon. We will. How you feeling, man? You good?
I'm good, man. I feel I got some sleep. So I'm almost back to normal. So, yeah, you know, it was.
Why are we able to get some sleep now, man? I mean, I'm not. What did anything substantial happen?
Well, I don't have to practice anymore my footwork. My fancy footwork is no longer acquired, needed, or supposedly wanted by by a certain amount of people in the population.
So basically the coach came and tapped you on your shoulder. He's like, "Hey, coach wants to see you. Bring your players." Hey.
Let me tell you what's funny about all this, because it's right. People are like, why are you so cool with this? And you look so like, you know, not fazed by this. And I was like, and in my head, I'm like, I've been in this situation before. I've been in that. Coach, hey, you know, it's time to go. It's time to go. Like, what can you do? You smile and keep your life moving forward. For me, I ended up playing in Houston for 4 years and it worked out really well. So
that is true.
You know, when they tapped on my shoulder in Dallas, you know, all I did was went to Houston and beat them in the first game. So I was
incredible. Hey, you had a good run though, man. You had a great run.
Yeah.
It's just, oh my God, the haters, man. The haters, man. They just, man.
Yeah, it was.
I'm so disappointed in the haters, you know, Craig.
Oh gosh, there he goes.
I thought
you,
for sure.
You thought your message was clear.
My main girl. I thought. Craig. Okay, cool. But I thought my main girl Shirley Sherrill was gonna come through for us, and she didn't, which is a surprise. I'm gonna drop that message in our group chat that we have. With Shirley, I'm going to let her know what the situation really is, because I'm very, very disappointed in that she didn't, you know. Oh, it's just bad, man. Bad, bad, bad. They should have done a lot better, man. They should have done a lot better by you. I really believe that.
I will say this, man. I was happy you came. That meant a lot. Before, obviously, the restrictions didn't allow anyone to come. And second, I was so happy to see you send that video in, because when you come off that stage and, you know, your emotions are just, you know what it feels like, OC? Like right after a game, you made a big play or it just happened and they throw the mic in your face. That never happened to me, but that happened to you a lot. So you understand what it's like, you know, you're trying to gather yourself and all of a sudden I see your face and you're talking and I became calm and I was like, you know. And even Claudia was like,
they're slick though. I'm gonna tell you why they're slick. What happened? Because here's what they should have done. You see, the judges already have the score before that video comes on. So the video doesn't influence them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I believe if they would have seen that video before, I believe Shirley would have been like, she would have done better. I believe so.
You would have pulled your relationship strings.
Oh, you better believe it. It's not about who you know. It's how you know them. You know what I mean? It's how you know them. And me, Shirley, Dan, Leanne, Ed, you know, Xander, like what we did climbing that mountain together.
Amazing.
It formed a relationship. It formed a bond. We still have a group text till this day. she would have been like, nah, this is my guy, man. And, you know, I'm going to look out for his guy. I believe she would have done that. So they tricked us.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword. And I'll say this. You know, I always keep it real.
You keep it 100%. You always do.
And I keep it real with our listeners. So here's what I think. Because when I came there and I actually watched everybody dance, I said, wow, there are two people there who are spectacular. You are good. But there are two people there. I think her name is Maisie, and I forget the guy. There's another guy there.
Harvey.
Yeah, exactly. And from what I saw, I said, probably one of those two are going to win this whole thing. So, you know, why would you have wasted all that time
to lose at the end?
just to get to that point. And it's like making it all the way to, like, the NFC Championship game and then losing. Mm. Like, you might as well have not even made the playoffs. Like, what the heck? Why'd you waste all that time? And so, you know, I'm glad you were on there. I'm glad you did so well. But, you know, in my estimation, one of them two is going to win. So why waste another 7 weeks of your life, man? You know what I mean? That's just the way I look at it.
Oh, man, I tell you what, man. You are a ray of sunshine, my brother.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, think about how tired you would have been practicing 10 hours a day for another 6 weeks and then – you know, Maisie wins. You're like, golly.
I thought this Monday, and I thought about, you know, it's like getting a whole new game plan, but like a whole new defense. So you're playing football, but you ran a 4-3, and then you switched to a 3-4, and you got to learn it in a week and then go play the game. You're like, I got to learn all the techniques, the rules, like everything changes. And that was, that was interesting. That was, you know,
proud of you though, man. We're proud of you.
Thank you, bro.
You did great, man.
I put it, you know, I really, and I told you this, so I'm just repeating it. I just put it on the line. I said, every time I'm out there, it's like my last game. Like, that's all I can control. Mm. Like, I never wanted to walk away and say, man, I really didn't step out there, you know. Then I would have been, I feel like the only way I could have failed is if I failed myself. That's it. Mm. That's it. There's no other way. Like, there's no trophy that could represent me. The only thing that could represent me is how I conducted my business, understanding if I really put it out there or not. You know, that's it, man.
Yeah.
It was good.
And you did good, man. Or what you could have done, and I would have supported you in this for sure. This is not, now that I'm seeing how things have been playing out recently, I know what you should have done.
What's that?
You could have just said, I don't agree with the vote. I don't think. I don't agree. Okay. You could have just said that. I demand a recount. This is not going to work for me. And, you know, there were fraudulent votes. People were casting, you know, fraudulent. I mean, I mean, why not? Why wouldn't you do that? Everybody else is apparently doing it. Why don't you do it? We dispute all the votes. We demand a recount of all the votes casted. We demand it because it just doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense to us. Jason Bell and OC Mayora demand a recount of all the votes because we do not believe that the votes that came in were legal. They were all illegal votes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
We have credible evidence that there were people casting votes. Millions of Nigerians.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. I mean, what? What is he talking about, Jason? Where does he think he is?
Oh, man. Oh, man. I can't.
What?
We're going to shout out to our buddy Andy, our lawyer friend who's going to represent us.
Oh, 100%. 100%. We don't agree. As a matter of fact, Jason,
Oh, no.
I believe that you should right now, as soon as this is over, you should get in the car and you should go straight to practice. Go straight there.
Just show up.
Right there. We don't agree. What are you going to do? Oh. If we don't see, we do not agree. We don't agree.
Oh, my
if
God.
If we don't see, we don't agree.
Oh, my God.
If we don't see, we don't agree. We don't agree. Jason, we don't agree.
Oh, my God. I got heartburn. I drank that tea too fast. It's going in my
heart. I mean,
it's moving up my sternum. I can't, OC.
Why can't we
do it?
Why can't we do it? No. We don't agree.
Just show up to practice.
Show up to practice. Just show up there. You and Luba should practice and just go in there and start dancing. Just start
Oh my God.
Jason. Oh. What are you doing here? What do you mean by what am I doing here? What are you doing here?
Oh,
I don't know who. I don't even know who got the most votes. But you go tell the person who got the most votes. But like, no, you didn't get the most votes. This is fraudulent. This is fraudulent.
Because we're seeing it play out. So
we're seeing it play out.
Why
can't everybody act like that? Why can't we do it too? Why can't we do it too? It's obvious that people love you, Jason.
Oh,
it's obvious to me that people love you.
Oh my God. Come on, Luby Lubes.
I can see her. What's up, Luba?
Luba, that's OC. OC, that's Luba.
Nice.
What up, Lubes? What's going on?
Luba.
Luba.
I got to tell you something hilarious.
Tell me.
First of all, OC, he said.
It's true.
Because of what's happened in the U.S., OC very clearly stated he doesn't believe the votes. He said.
And strictly,
yeah,
no.
He doesn't believe them.
There were illegal votes, and I believe that.
Oh my God!
You should challenge those votes.
Tell me what dance you would like to do.
I want to. You're the boss, Luba. I follow you.
Yes.
What do you mean?
What dance?
I don't have the choice in this. It's all you. You act like I have any decision in this matter.
You have a decision on the breaks. That's what you had this on.
Yeah, I took a lot of breaks.
But I would love to dance with you again. Absolutely.
Yes.
I love it.
The votes against you and Jason don't count. Only the ones for.
Jason and Ozzy, you know how it's still such a wonderful show. And it's still, I know we are out of the competition and it's really sad. But the show still will bring so much joy to people's homes. And there's other couples who are wonderful.
Yes, this is true.
You're very funny.
Ozzy is, Luba, you are now in our family. So, you know, that's how it rolls. You got to get used to, in this family, we fight for each other at all costs. At all
to
costs.
The very end.
To the very end.
The very end.
Yeah. You right now can do something ridiculous, and OC and I will be like, she didn't do it.
No, we didn't see that. That's they'd
be like,
we
but we have you on camera with her. Wasn't there.
No, never saw it. No.
Well, I have to tell you that it feels very strange to don't go to practice, I have to say. It's strange, isn't it?
It is.
Don't prepare your sandwiches, and it's just all very strange. But you was there only for my sandwiches. Tell the truth, Jake.
She made me the peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Mm. Gave me the fuel I needed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell me about the whole experience, man. The just dancing with Jason, just being a dancer in general. Like, how is that? How did you begin to do that? And how did you take Jason and make him a pretty good dancer from what I saw?
Well, to make Jason a pretty good dancer, it was not that hard because he have this natural rhythm and he have a natural groove and he loved the music. He loved to hear the song and he give you so much personality that I just kind of adjusted on the right way and trying to make it, you know, to make him look the best he could. But I started dancing when I was 4 years old because my brother was already a dancer. And then from there, I guess at age of 12, I received this invitation to go to Italy and dance with one partner there. So by that age, I kind of realized that I want to make it serious in this career. So I left and I went to Italy to pursue my dream. And then obviously dancers are always travel so much. And luckily I end up on my dream job and end up on Strictly. Before becoming a professional, I've been 2 years as assistant choreographer. And in 2018, I became professional dancer. So Jason was my second partner on this show and the most wonderful. And I really miss I'll really miss our laughs and our time. We had such a good time.
This is a great guy. So what do you do now?
Well, now I just did a lot of laundry and clean my house. I didn't have any time to do that. But obviously there will be some music acts coming up, and this year is very different year than previous, but I'll still be, you know, involved in It Takes Two show and do stuff that, you know, are possible for me to be involved with all the, you know, restrictions and all the rules we're having. So I'm looking forward to the music act that I probably will do with Anton for Sunday show. But obviously we filmed all the group numbers. So for now, I will just have fun in my own bubble. What can I tell you?
Lube is a part of my bubble still. Lube is a part of my bubble still, OC. So,
Nice. Okay.
We're all good. That being said, Anton, who she's going to dance with, loves the NFL. Loves the NFL.
He loves it.
Yeah. Longest pro dancer on Strictly.
Yeah. 17 years.
Yep.
17 years?
Yeah.
Yep.
Which one was Anton, man? Was Anton the black guy?
No.
No, that's not Anton. Okay. Which
Anton?
I mean, it sounds like.
It sounded like Antoine? No.
Yeah. Sounded like it would be black guy. I'm sorry. Which one is Anton, man? Who is he dancing with?
He was dancing with Jackie.
Yeah. Who was first
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He's the man. Yeah. Loves the NFL. He's a
Shout out to Anton.
Washington football fan too. So he's
Washington.
He loves he talked NFL with me a lot. So a lot of people did actually.
I was like, Jason, let's go.
Yeah.
He's talking about football. Yeah. But it's such a glamour show though, man. It really is. Like watching the production and, you know, watching everybody and watching how you guys support each other. I found that really interesting.
Especially this year, I think everybody there is no competition vibe whatsoever. Literally everyone just like, do you need anything? That was great. Do you want me to, you know, do something for you? So it's so supportive and it felt really, really nice on Fridays and Saturday when we all distance together.
You felt the difference this year than years before and how kind of the pros and, I hate saying the celebrities, but the professionals and their partners acted with each other.
I guess we've always been supportive of each other, but of course, during the normal season, there is always like that, maybe more competition mood, you know, but then it's this year, of course, it's different. And I think we're all supportive, much more supportive because of the situation we're living in. But the one thing that I really miss is that we can't hug each other.
Mm.
Or, you know, even when the person goes out and he just wants to go there and, you know, give you a cuddle and give you a hug and then say, you know, I'm so sorry. We always in the end, we always will have this like a group hug, all of us. Now it's always just this, you know, one couple. Like, that's what I really truly miss, that we can't, you know, physically come and say it will be all right. Don't be worried. We'll be okay. I miss that a lot. Me, who is not a cuddly person, I miss some cuddles.
I'll tell you what, man. Strictly, they are lucky. I couldn't have been there as much as I wanted. They're very, very lucky. Very, 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 very lucky. Because I would have turned over tables. I would have been acting crazy in there, man. I really would have. I mean, I get being nice. But that competition, you know, if I would have been in there and I would have seen, I could just tell from, you know, Jason. And Jason was just like, God, in the work with 10 hours. 9, 8, 10 hours, I would have been in there acting foolish. Like, I would have been like, you bet, Craig, Shirley, just on pure hard work alone, you're supposed to give these guys at least 7. Just on hard work alone, I would have been in there a 5 or a 6. No, unacceptable. Just not going to happen. Not going to happen. I don't get it.
Oh, man.
These people are crazy.
But, you know, it's obviously still a competition. And, of course, they do their job. And they trying to bring, you know, the more technique from you. And they push you harder. So they give you always, you know, not always a nice comments. And that's supposed to, you know, push you to work harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yep. You two are very similar in a few ways. You have the same locker room behavior. You two don't waste any time. It's
so,
do your work, come in, and I'll see you later.
Get out.
Yep. I'm out. OC was like that. OC had no time. I mean, he'd give you some good chit chat, but he was moving fast.
Oh yeah. When I'm doing a tour, I usually, before the show, my stuff is ready to go. I just need to come in, dress up, and go away. So I'm the first one to go out of the dressing room. It's just a habit because I don't want to spend time for, you know, useless things.
But I think people like that work hard. Because OC, you're a hard worker. OC was an unbelievably hard worker. And I think you guys just don't waste any time. You're effective. You get it done. And it helps you in your execution and your performance. Because I tell you right now, Luba was dragging your boy, OC. Dragging your boy on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, Luba.
But you know what, though?
Yeah, ever.
I feel like, Jason, I feel like you're more of a people person than I am. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you really are. So for me, it was, I would get in there early. Nobody was there. I like that. I'd do my work.
See, Lou was the same. You know what I mean? Loves it. I told you.
I enjoy that. You know, and then I'm only there, you know, afterwards. After my job is done, like, what am I just hanging around talking to you? No. I'm gone.
You see, I'm not making this
I'll
up.
See you later.
I saw it. That's why I instantly was like, oh, Luba, we're going to be all right. My right-hand man is like this. I get this. Yeah. I understand this.
Well, sometimes when we have to do something after our rehearsal, I always have to calculate about 30 minutes that Jason needs to put his stuff together before we can leave.
Yep.
Like, that's I those 3 minutes, but I'd be like, okay, I give him 30 minutes so he can be ready by that time.
He's right. Yep. It's terrible.
That's him. But I think you need that balance, though. I think it wouldn't work if me and you were both, you know, people persons or whatever, and, you know, doing all that stuff. I feel like one needs to be a people person and the other not so much. You know what I mean, Luba?
Yeah, I understand. Totally. And I think Jason learned something from this experience me.
Yeah.
And I truly think so. And don't tell that I dragged you around the floor. It's not a truth. You actually dance with me, and in some cases, you actually guide me. In some cases, some cases, not all of them, but some cases.
I would watch what Luba was doing. She'd limp around, and I'd be like, "Oh, Luba, you okay? You need a break?" And she just would like shake it off and be like, "I have no time to even listen to what you're saying to me. Like, let's go do this." And I was like, "Man, you know, I understand this mindset, and I understand this these traits." And these are traits of somebody I want to be on the same team with.
Where does that come from in you, Luba? Like, what gives you that mentality?
I guess, well, because I was born in Russia, and obviously, you know, Russia is a very, I think it's a very strict growing up childhood. Because, you know, your parents are obviously working all the time, and they're saying, if you don't do it yourself, nobody else will do it for you. So from my childhood, I was, you know, if I broke my nose, now you know how it hurts, fix it and deal with it, because this is how it works. So I guess it's just, it's been in me since childhood. And then obviously because I left, I was 12 and I left by myself. So to grow up and be very adult, very early to survive, I'm very happy with who I am today. Even if, you know, sometimes people saying, oh, you're so rough and you're so tough. But I'm very cute inside, very deep inside. I'm a very sweet person.
Let me ask you something else in regards to Russia.
That already scares me. Go.
Yeah. Okay. So I literally just had this conversation with my wife maybe a week ago, and it was in regards to Russia. I didn't even know you were from Russia, but let me ask you this, because what I've come to realize is in the West, which is like America, the UK, and all these different countries, the only thing we really know about Russia is what the media reports about Russia. Mm. So I was like, what if everything they said about Russia is a lie? You know, like, what if none of that is true? What if, you know, Russia is a completely different country than is in our imagination? You know, so I wanted to know from you, how is Russia from your perspective? You know, not from what the American media is reporting or, you know, all these different media companies are reporting. For you being from there, what is it like as a country?
Well, first of all, it's a massive country. That's number one.
Yep.
For example, my brother lives in Siberia, and it's 9 hours of flight from St. Petersburg to Siberia, 9 hours flight direct. So it's a huge country, and it's a country of very poor and very rich. There is no middle ground whatsoever. So, you know, if you're poor, you're poor because you are an honest person. And if you're rich, you're rich because of something else that I will not say.
Yeah.
But it's a very unbalanced country. You know, for example, my parents are very honest people. They are very old generation. So, you know, they just live the very shy life. But they are happy, so it's a lot going on there. Let's say so.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, cool.
St. Petersburg is a wonderful, wonderful city. They call it Venice of North, and if you haven't visited, you definitely should go and check it out.
But do they like black people?
Wow, I mean, you are a very direct person. I think they just love people, okay?
Talking about perception and, you know, what the media reports on the outside. So I wanted to ask somebody directly who is from Russia if there really is an issue, because on the outside there, you know, there's discussions about that.
No, there's no issue. I think actually, like, Russians are always very respectful for any tourists that come into a country because they want to live a good, they want to that you go home and you speak good about Russia. Yeah. So they are very, very respectful for any tourists that come in.
It's a country I really do want to visit, though. I can't even lie. I do want to go there for sure.
But Moscow is a very modern city because they built all the new buildings, and it's very modern. It looks almost like Hong Kong. It's a very old-fashioned. They left everything as it was. So it's a very historical place.
Can't wait. We got to make that happen then, Jason.
We definitely do. We definitely do. And there's one thing she said that I want to make sure everybody knows, and that is, you know how we had a discussion, OC, about how we have to be aware of what people do sometimes to paint us in corners or to make us look a certain ways, right? We had a discussion about being young black men, and, you know, when we show emotion or anything, sometimes people direct that and use that and reference that as anger, right? So we have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Luba is, she's unbelievably, I can't even say it because I almost got a little emotional. She cares so much, OC. And she works so hard, right? And you hear by this conversation, like, her upbringing, and you know she's tough. You know she's out there working hard and paving her own way. And because she shows so much compassion towards something, some people try to say it's strict or demanding.
Yep.
But it's just, it's love, care, compassion, you know, all that stuff. And that's what I want. As Luba continues, she's going to ball out on every Strictly series. She's going to get a better partner than me, and she's going to go really far. You know, I want everybody to know, because you can't speak for yourself. Like, she is, all that stuff she's putting out is because she cares. You know, full stop. You know, that's what that is. Don't let anyone define you as being something because you seem like a drill sergeant and strict. It's because you care. You want people to be successful. You want to bring the best out of them. And you love dancing. You love your art forms.
You know what, Luba and Jason, this is exactly why we deny those votes. We don't. You're not off the show. You're not off the show. I'm sorry. We got until January 20th.
I think Jason did so well, and every Monday when I saw his face, every Monday he was like, what do you want me to do that? What?
Shock.
Oh, those 3 days though. We had Monday. What is the Monday? Shock day.
Shock day. Monday shock day.
Tuesday a push day.
Push day. Tuesday's push.
Wednesday's a click day.
Click. It's got a click in your head on Wednesday.
Thursday's a run day.
We got to run all the plays, Olsi. We got to run them on Thursday.
But the Mondays, his face on Mondays, there was little smiles on that face.
Pure
it
shock.
Was just a little, like, shock. Like, do you believe I can do that?
What's going on?
Yeah, let's go.
I was out there trying to represent for my girl Luba. So it's I just want to let you know that Luba, you are part of our family.
That's dope. Yeah.
He said, Luba, I'm doing this for you. I literally was in tears.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was so sweet of you to say that, because it really, really warmed my heart, and it was so special. The dance off you did, you absolutely smashed it, and it was so, so special. I'll never forget it.
I did it for you, Luba. Luba, you're killing me.
I'm planning our revenge on Strictly. We're going to get them back.
Oh, man. Oh.
We're going to get them back.
Oh, Luba.
Great meeting you, Luba. Yes. I'm quite sure we're going to be seeing you quite a bit as soon as all this nonsense is over.
Yes, it was lovely, lovely to meet you, and very nice to chat to you guys. And yeah, Team No Breaks.
Team No Breaks, you know. OC don't take breaks either, so he's all about it.
None. Let's do it.
Luba, you're the best. I love you, and yeah, you part of the family. So OC loves doing dinners, by the way.
I do.
Do you like dancing?
No, I can't. I couldn't do it. No. You know. Not even, like my body will not even allow for it to happen.
Okay.
12 years of just, you know, just the worst kind of punishment. If you had me for a partner, you'd be like, you'd give me back. You'd be like, let's just.
I'm sure you're too.
I'm not even gonna do any of this. So, but we're gonna plan our revenge properly, and don't worry.
You're funny.
We'll fix them. We're gonna fix them.
Oh, keep it real.
Dinner.
Oh, the dinners are gonna be amazing.
December 3rd. Yep. December 3rd, man. We gotta go to dinner.
Big dinners.
Have a great day, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, bye. Nice one.
Bye.
Bye.
Gosh.
We need to see all the boats.
If my boats came in quick and I was up, they should have stopped counting.
They should have stopped counting right then. Right then, they should have stopped counting.
Count my votes and then just stop counting everybody else's.
Nobody else's.
Unless I'm behind, then recount again.
That's it. We literally see this play out in the biggest democracy in the world. So why would we not do it here? Why would we not do the same thing here?
Oh, man.
Explain to me why we would not do the exact same thing.
Is this the best television show ever made? Trump's presidency. I mean, it's...
Never seen anything like this before. I never even imagined that this would be happening in a place like America. I never even imagined it. It never even crossed my mind that something like this could be taking place in a country like that.
Yeah.
Never even crossed my mind.
No.
Crazy.
Now, I have a question about this, because the election. We saw this. I mean, we literally saw the game plan.
Yep.
Like we literally saw the game plan. I didn't think he was going to try to execute it.
It's incredible.
It's like telegraphing a punch and still getting hit.
The audacity, right? The audacity of this guy and his cronies and his family is beyond belief. Did you see the video where Bernie Sanders? Have you seen that video of Bernie Sanders? This is maybe like a month or 2 months ago.
Might have.
Jason, he laid out.
Yes, I did see that.
Word for word.
Yeah.
What Trump was going to
do.
Word for word. Yeah. And the man is still trying to do it.
Yeah.
Beyond belief.
You know, this is very interesting, because I think that I'm very naive to individuals that have zero empathy, care, compassion, that they would do certain things. And I'm not saying anybody, I'm not saying him or anybody else. I'm just saying, just talking generally. Like, I don't play by those rules. So if someone's playing by those rules, they have a slight advantage on me until I realize, oh, we're playing a different game here.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some flaws in our political structure and rules and regulations that allow an individual like that thinks like that to take advantage of them. And obviously things will change because of that, but this is, it's shocking. You know, my biggest concern is in the transition of power. I know people are talking about it. It's become a talking point, but I was already kind of thinking about this because I read a book called The Fifth Risk, and it was Michael Lewis, who is a writer who writes a lot of financial books. And he wrote it, and the whole thing was the fifth risk in the Trump presidency was this unforeseen risk. That risk became COVID. And he talked about the preparation and when they transferred power, how unprepared it seemed Trump and his team were. Now you have to do that again in the middle of a pandemic that's affecting the world. And you have someone who is trying to slow that down for reasons we know, that's going to hurt everyone in the country. Because we need that smooth transfer of knowledge and power and resources. It's very difficult in the best of circumstances. And now we don't have the best. And it's a little bit of self-sabotage. And that's scary that someone would do that.
Yeah, but you know what, Jason? I think that, and I got to take responsibility for this, I've made some mistakes in the way I see things. And I need to broaden my horizons a little bit more. I really do. Because, you know, I think I'm going to start watching a lot more Fox News and Breitbart and things of that nature. Like I feel like I really have to start doing that, because in my estimation, given what I've seen from the American political landscape over these past 4 years, and knowing what I know about the way the world views America, I never could have imagined 71 million people would still vote for that. I never could have imagined it. I never could have.
Yeah.
I wasn't blown away by the fact that Biden won. I knew he was going to win. What I was blown away by was the razor-thin margins that he won by. This means exactly half of America witnessed what happened over the last 4 years, saw that clearly, and still decided to vote for that. So you know what that means? That means I'm missing something. It means I'm missing something. Because you can write it off as racism. I choose to ignore that. I'm not gonna say this is racism. Can't be. I need to understand what would make 71 million people still vote for that. I need to understand it. And I haven't done enough research to understand the grievances, because it's too easy to say this is racism. It's too easy to say that. It's too easy. It can't be just racism. It's not possible. What could make them think that way? What could be the reason why? It's not like you're in my background, which is the Nigerian flag. You understand? Like people are hungry, people are starving. So a politician says, "Oh, listen, we're going to give you some little money here to go buy food." And I understand why you would. I get it. I get why you would vote for a corrupt politician when you're starving and this guy is offering you a means to eat. I get that. This is not what's happening in America. You have no excuse. There's no excuse. So what could possibly be making those people do that? I need to understand it, because just to say it's racism, no, I reject it. It's got to be more than
you
that.
What you're saying, spot on with what I think. And I'm going to tell you why. I remember when I was in business school, it was three of my buddies. We all rented a house together. We lived together. And it was four of us total. And it was the last election, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they made me aware of a lot of my biases. And they said, "Jason, let's just watch news, all the different channels together. And we did. We just flipped back and forth. We just moved around and we dug and we dug and we dug. And I just, and that during that process, I was like, wow, if I don't move around like this and navigate from my own personal knowledge, own personal understanding, I am lost. Because you need to understand the opponent, the other side, individuals. The way you think isn't the way of the world. What do you always say? Yep. How many different worlds are there, OC?
7 billion.
You always say it.
7 billion.
Every time. Man, if I get in an argument with somebody and I just and I come to the realization that this argument isn't helping, the first thing I go think of is I need to understand their side. I don't want to argue with this person. I need to understand what they think. There's something there. It's okay to be divided. It's okay to have different beliefs. Just try to understand the motives behind that. Because guess what, Osa?
Yep.
Usually, it's a good thing. It becomes tense because that's what emotions do. But in reality, just like we were talking to Luba, the label of strict, hard, tough, it's out of love. You know, just like we talked earlier, every time we're emotional about something or however we get, lack of a better word, you know, it's perceived as aggressive.
Yep.
You know, people, they're living their lives. Things matter. If someone says something to them that makes them feel like they're being heard, they're going to get behind that individual. Understand what is it this person said? Because then now we can have a conversation because we probably agree. We're just living in our world. And we can agree to disagree or whatever, and we can vote however we want. But there are so many things that we want as humans that are the same. You know, health, happiness, protection, you know, means to provide. You know, I mean, once you have a kid, we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to do the right thing. Why can't we see that in each other, even if we come from different parts of life? I mean, all the wars that have been, you know, all the discrimination on religion and all that kind of stuff, you just like, look, understand each other.
Yep.
Just try. You know, there's so much beauty in humanity if we just try to get out of your head and see clearly by asking.
Right.
You're right.
You know what's even more beautiful, though? You know what's beautiful, Jason?
Talk to me, brother.
Tua Tagovailoa.
You like that left hand? You like that left hand?
J-Bell, listen to me, man. Now, the first game they played, I wasn't impressed, as you know.
Yep.
I watched this game, him against Kyler Murray.
Yep. What a game, right?
Jason, this guy, we already knew about Kyler.
Yeah.
Tua, I can see clearly why the Dolphins did what they did.
Yeah.
I can see clear as day. I didn't watch college football. I don't watch college football. It's too slow for me now.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know anything about this kid coming out of college. I didn't know how good he was. Yeah. I just heard. Mm-hmm. Jason, the way the ball comes out of this guy's hand, right? It is so pretty.
Man.
And his movement in the pocket, his decision making, this guy, I was in love with him as a quarterback, just what I saw, just the way he moves. Now, I don't know if he's going to be successful. I don't. But the way he plays, right? It's so pleasing on the eye. You understand what I mean?
Like, it's pretty, man.
It's pretty.
It's pretty.
It looks really, really pretty. That's man.
The whole left-handed quarterbacks. It always looks like that, right? The good ones.
Yep. But his movement, it was I enjoyed watching him play. I really did. I enjoyed
it. I did too. To your point, coaching. Nick Saban, one of the best, could be arguably the greatest college coach ever, right? In Alabama. Yep. The kids that come out of his programs are prepared. I remember Corey Webster played with him at LSU, and Corey's football knowledge, our corner at in the Giants with us, was just amazing. Yep. He would say things and understand defenses. I was like, corners don't really get run fits like that. Like, you got it down, you know? Yeah. So anyways, the kid knows football. He understands what to do. And the main thing, they said he could be, his ceiling was Drew Brees, right? He needs to be like Drew Brees. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
He processes things quickly. Now, Miami did a good job. They did the boots. They got him out. They made it. They played to his strengths. What's going to happen next week is teams are going to try to take that away, like we always say. They're going to try to make him go to his next skill set, hopefully, drop back, passing game, other skills. We're going to see if that happens. But I totally agree. Tua is, he understands what he's doing out there and how he makes decisions. And that's the key at the quarterback position. And I'm telling you right now, you always say this. I don't say this just because you're my buddy. There is not parity in coaching in the NFL. You have elite staffs and you have staffs. And Miami under Brian Flores is an elite staff. That guy is a leader of men. I like everything they're doing over there with that coaching staff.
Yep. You know what? And this is probably the last thing I'll say. What I've never seen in my 12 years playing, the 5 years since I've retired, and even all the years I was watching football prior to that, you have Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert. Those are the first three picked.
Crazy.
Have you ever seen teams hit on quarterbacks like that before?
No.
I'm talking about in a row.
No.
First year playing. Yep.
All first
these
rounds,
guys come out
top 10. Playing.
I've never seen this before.
No.
Never seen it before.
No, I haven't. And, you know, it was a toss-up. It was a toss-up. I will say this. The pressure was on Miami for Tua to play good more than it was on Tua to play good, if you know what I'm saying, because Miami could have picked Justin Herbert. And Herbert came out, obviously, because of the injury to Taylor and just was – and showed you, whoa, the talent. So – it was like, ooh, Tua needs to play good. Tua needs to play good.
They've all shown me enough that where I can be like, I see why they picked them.
Yes.
Here. Like,
yes.
All of them have shown that.
Yes.
I'll be like, that makes sense.
And they're all,
it makes sense to me.
What's beautiful, right, OC, is they're all different type of quarterbacks. I mean, think about what the NFL has. Let's play a game. Let's go through this. This is what the NFL has. Remember years ago, the big scare was, man, all the quarterbacks are getting old. Who's next? Patrick Mahomes, Lamar, Deshaun, Kyler, Joe Burrow, Herbert. Now you see what he's doing. I mean,
Murray.
Josh Allen.
It's crazy.
I mean.
Crazy.
You know,
they got quarterbacks everywhere.
These young dudes are playing. And in a league built on the quarterback position, because of the way the rules are and everything else, it's the most important position in sports. The NFL is in good hands. It's going to be
great
competitive.
Hands. Great hands.
I mean, these dudes can play. And they're only going to get better.
Bro, there's no league like it, man. There's no league like it anywhere in the world.
Nothing.
Small market, big market, they got players there.
They got it.
And they're all balling.
All of them.
All balling everywhere.
Cincinnati is a team. They are a team now. You know, if they do the right
Arizona,
things.
Arizona, all the small market teams.
I do fear balling. This, though. I mean, if you think about it and you think of what happened – like Matt Stafford, we don't talk about him enough. He's amazing. He's elite. But, you know, Detroit is just, in my opinion, wasting his talent. And as long as these teams don't do that around these young guys, they're going to have success. It's going to be battles, man. Yep. Battles.
I love it.
I do too, man. I really do, man. Hey, man, one thing I got to say. Saints Buccaneers blowout. Did I jump the gun on the Buccaneers being the best team in the NFC? Did I just lose myself?
Listen, not only did you do that, but I came out and I apologized to Tom Brady, and he has proceeded to play two bad games in a row. Like, proceeded. I mean, golly, J-Bell. You get beat like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they beat them like they stole something. Yeah. That was ugly. Ugly.
The one lesson out of this, and you have won two Super Bowls, you've been battle tested. You understand what that means. You forget, when it comes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady, Rob, Gronkowski, like, they're battle tested. But that team isn't battle tested in playing high stake games. They've won games and they're elite. But they're not like the Saints. The Saints, for years, last several years, they've been in battles like that. They've been in those high-stake games, and it gives you an edge.
Jason. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for that, bro. There's no excuse for what we witnessed.
Yeah.
No excuse for getting. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were comprehensively
they were diced up.
Beat in every single phase of the game. And it was by a long shot. Like, coaching, they got beat down. Physicality, they got beat down.
Physicality, period.
Everywhere. It was a mismatch everywhere. And I just cannot believe that they fell on their faces that flat in such a massive game.
I'm going to give one deep.
No way.
I'm going to give one deep dive nugget for those that like it. And OC will love this. The defensive ends at the Saints power rushed those tackles at for the Bucs and made Brady uncomfortable. They know his movement.
Yep.
And that was the killer. They know his what he can and can't do in the pocket, and they play to their strengths, and that really made him uncomfortable. And that's a matchup, man. That was a big part of the game. Just that being physical up front with those defensive ends on their tackles, it to me, that was the matchup that just really exploited the Tampa Bay Bucs. And
100%.
One of the main
100%.
Yep. So,
because Brady, you know, speaking of nuggets, what Brady does is he likes to step up into the pocket. So when you have the edge rushers coming around, he just steps up and he slides into the pocket. That's what he wants to do. But when you have people like collapsing the pocket on him and he's not able to slide up into it, makes things very difficult for him now, because he's not like a lateral thrower. Mm-hmm. You understand? He wants to step into his throw.
Yep.
And you're right. When they compressed that pocket on him the way they did, it made it almost impossible for him to succeed. And it was awful.
And everybody knows that's what to do, but do you have the personnel to do it?
Got to be able to do it.
And this is why at this time of the year, we're going to really start talking about these teams and the matchups, because we know who the elite teams are. It's all about these little small things now and how these teams face each other and what the advantage they have. Man, it's been a long one, OC. We had a lot going
on. It has.
Because we're not in a rush, I guess.
Absolutely. Somebody doesn't have to go dance. So we can see.
My brother, man, I can't wait to see you to film our show. Socially distanced, of course. But yeah, I'm back, man. You're back. Thank you for holding it down for me, because I needed all of your help for my couple of weeks on the grind.
Came from the slums.
Uprise out of here.
Flipping just to eat and take care of mom. Now we live life. Suck de la soie. Girlies wanna come hang, bang, all the above. 4 or 5 of your stomach. 9 shots, say you on it. Killers open up the bonnet. Getting money, yeah, I got it. This year's me and I. Fully focused on myself. Oh,
you trying to be authentic. Busy trying to get this wealth. Gale, swag, Louis, rag, gale,